Although the 1920s were deemed as a happy and exciting period, there were still a lot of negative things going on. The Ku Klux Klan, or more commonly known as the KKK, reached its peak, with over 2 million members. During this period, not only did they threaten the lives of people of the African-American descent, but they were also discriminatory against Jews, Catholics, and other minority groups. They used a number of different methods to torture the groups they target. Such methods include, but are not limited to, hangings, branding, and tar and feathering. The climate of repression established during World War I continued after the war ended. This time, government interest focused on communists, Bolsheviks, and Reds generally. The climactic phase of this anti-communist crusade occurred during the Palmer Raids of 1918 through 1921. A. Mitchell Palmer, Wilson's Attorney General, believed communism was eating its way into the homes of the American workman. Because of this, many innocent people in the United States who were suspected of supporting communism were jailed or even killed purely because of the fear that had spread throughout America. In the year 1925, a teacher was prosecuted for teaching his students the theory of evolution. This, however, was seen as direct violations to standard Christian teachings. The case immediately caused controversy throughout the nation. However, through a technicality, the teacher, John Scopes, was found not guilty and the case ended there. In 1920, Bartolomeo Vanzetti and Nicola Sacco were convicted of killing two other men. They were eventually executed. Although neither man had a history of violence or criminal record, it was their anarchist view that played a major role in their conviction. With the growing power of hate groups, it is easy to see how intolerant Americans were of certain minority groups. When someone is taught a certain thing, it's hard for them to see it any other way.